Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover some winter wheat news along with covering all of our upcoming extension programming. But first, did you know that January is the Mental Wellness Month? A month to promote mental wellness and well-being. It is dedicated to spreading awareness about mental health conditions and how we all should focus on improving our mental wellness. We are here to help you do just that. Contact us here at the Extension office to get more information. In my wheat news, the extreme cold temperatures observed around the county this last couple weeks have potential to cause winter kill in our winter wheat crop. However, several factors determine whether winter wheat will survive in the winter and this particular cold spell. The most important factors from the crop's perspective include proper cold hardening and root system development, as well as the overall crop status in terms of damage from pests. From an environment perspective, important factors include air temperature, soil temperature at the crown level, snow cover, and soil moisture content. What should you look for? The biggest potential for winter kill is in fields that either emerged too early or had a very lush top growth, and those fields that emerged very late and thus had limited tiller and root development. In particular, fields with very limited snow cover, less than 2 to 3 inches, in more exposed areas of the terrain, are more prone to winter kill. We will not know the extent of the winter kill in this state and our area until temperatures start to warm up and the wheat starts to green up later in the spring. So there is nothing growers can do at the moment. This will most likely occur to mid to late March, so at least another 50 to 60 days. As wheat green up progresses later in the year, any winter damage will become more apparent. Injured wheat may initially green up, but then go backwards. And in more wheat news, mark your calendar now for the upcoming seminar, Wheat RX program, on February 12th that is all about producing high-yielding, high-quality wheat. Speakers will discuss variety selection, weed control, disease management, soil fertility, and more. This program is part of Wheat RX, a partnership between Kansas Wheat and K-State Research and Extension at the Great Plains office in Salina, Kansas. Attendees will also get to visit the Great Plains Ag by touring its Salina facility and learn about the new project between K-State and the Kansas Wheat Commission to help growers benefit from ongoing government and private conservation programs. Plan to be with us on February 12th from 8:30 till 3 in Salina. For my cow-calf programming, I would like to invite everyone to our annual McPherson County Cow-Calf School with a steak supper meal. This educational program will be held on February 13th, 2025 at the 4-H building here in McPherson. Dr. Dan Thompson, DVD, will be our keynote speaker. Some of you might know him from his show on RFD TV, Doc Talk. So make plans now to attend our annual Cow-Calf School Thursday, February 13th. We will start the night off with a $15 Kansas City strip steak meal, with the steaks coming from Joe Allen of Canton Lockers and cooked by our good friends at Mid-Kansas Co-op. This program has a long tradition of being one of the top KSRE programs in the state. One can register by contacting the Extension office at 620-241-1523. And also save the date for the 2025 KSU Cattlemen's Day, March 7th. Make plans now to attend this annual event in Manhattan, with more details to follow. On a local note, our next Teach and Taste program will be February 12th here at the McPherson County Extension Office. Check out our calendar that covers all the details of all the upcoming events and activities. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.